This is Checkpoint XP.
Esports and gaming radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Checkpoint XP Radio. My name's Weirdbeard. I'm going to be hanging out with you while we run back over the best of the best of 2019. What did you miss in such a crazy, chaotic year? Coming up today, we've got the best video game for the year that you were born in. The guys discuss the Marvel Comics Universe movies ranking right before Endgame. And can you spot the fake headline? All of that coming up on today's show of Checkpoint XP. But first, what were the top games of 2019? There were so many different games that you would be able to pick and choose from. Well, Nate, Norris, and Robbie run down their list for the best games of 2019. On the best of 2019 with Checkpoint XP.
Game of the year. This can be an awfully contentious conversation when it comes up, but there also can only be one winner, except for when you have multiple organizations like ours throwing their opinion out there as
now,
well.
Now, I do have
we've
to
gotta,
say...
Yeah, we've got to choose our... Game of the year officially for Checkpoint.
And this was a great year, by the way. Like, even in recent memory, there was a lot of really fantastic games that came out this year. But unfortunately, I'm going to put mine in probably an obvious place.
I know what's happening.
It was Control. It was the only game throughout the year that held my attention unbroken.
So basically...
From start to finish... And even as weird as it was, it's been some weird games.
Death Stranding, is X-Files the game?
Weird Control. Game, right? But still, nothing this year was anything like it, man. Yeah. And on top of that, they have a solid DLC plan coming out. In fact, I'm going to be going home and playing some Trials here very soon. And then coming in March, The Expanse.
I mean, listen.
Or the Foundation.
Control.
Whatever it's called. It's weird, man. I don't know.
The Control was one of those games that it had landed on my radar, but when it finally came out, it fell off. And it may have had to do with being an Epic Store exclusive at that particular time. So I can't say that I've experienced Control, even though, Robbie, you have... recommended it to me at length. So it is a game that I do intend to play.
I recognize its quality. First, because had you recommended it to me, knowing your taste,
I would have never played it. If I didn't see it for myself, and Nate would have been like, I really liked it. I'd be like, okay, cool. Make sure I never touch it.
It's a Nate game. I get it. All right. So Control, a very good nominee. I'm not sure that I can agree with it, but it's one that has definitely piqued my interest for sure.
Yeah.
Norris, what about you?
I think the answer for me is obvious, and I think it should be obvious to everybody else, and that's Smash Ultimate.
It's hard to
argue. It's a game that has something like an 80% saturation rate on the Switch. Basically, if you own a Switch, you own Smash Ultimate.
Finally supplanted Melee in the competitive community.
It's supplanted Melee. It's basically a giant fan fiction put into a game. Sakurai is still chained to his desk as we speak, making even more characters. With all that said, it is still an incredibly fun game to play, period.
Right. Yeah, no, I'll give you that. The mechanics of Smash Ultimate are there, and it's a worthy successor.
Everybody
of Melee.
In this room owns Smash.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's pretty impressive right there. Rick, what about you? What's your pick for Game of the Year?
My Game of the Year, Sekiro. And
boom.
Here,
really?
Fine. That's fine, but here's the way, is that I felt like...
what are you, the Mandalorian? That is the way.
That is. Too many people were hating on Souls games, I think. Honestly, it became kind of a tired, stale...
Who's hating on Souls games?
A lot of people, I think, just for context, like a Souls game became the buzzword of when a publisher was getting a new game.
It's Souls-ish.
It's Souls-like.
It was like roguelike
It became a popular buzzword. Like, that's the thing. I think it actually... Like, Dark Souls elevated that genre... And Sekiro just still kind of operates within it, but you've got so many others, you know, other games that have taken influence from that.
There's still a cadre of gamers that will gatekeep based on Souls games.
Yes, yeah,
you are not a good gamer. You're not a real gamer unless you've beat a Souls game.
And on the other side of that too, there are also gamers who hear Souls-like or from software,
and they check out,
and they're done. They just know that's it's not for them. So, okay, I could see that.
And I just also really liked the aesthetic that was placed into it. You know, too often I feel like games don't pay enough attention to creating, like, that world when it's just how hard can you make the game?
I sort of feel like feudal Japan has been a very common setting for a whole lot of games.
But not a game that hard!
Stopping anytime soon.
I get the last pick here, and my pick is Death Stranding.
Of course.
It's hard to find a game that has more attention to detail, that is as enigmatic and interesting as Death Stranding is. It's a game that I am enjoying, still playing. I'm taking my time with it, and sort of like a really good meal, just really savoring every moment that I have with that game. So I don't know that we have to come to some sort of consensus here.
I don't
here.
Think we will.
No, so we're just digging in our heels.
The answer is Smash.
I don't know.
The answer is Smash.
I don't know how you can say that, Norris. You're a huge Death Stranding fan.
I am, but Smash did better than Death Stranding, and on top of that, everybody loves it.
All right, well, we're not going to come to a consensus, but those are at least our picks for Game of the Year this year. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. And listen, I know you've been asking for it, and we've finally started listening. You keep telling us that you want to talk on the air with myself, Norris, and Robbie. Guess what? Super easy to do. All you have to do is head on over to any of our social media pages, Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, Checkpoint_XP on Instagram, and send us a direct message. Sound off on your favorite video games, esports news of your favorite team, or just to say what's up. Check it out, checkpointxp.com. All right, so looking forward, right? Like future, we're going to do a little bit of future casting here. I want to ask you guys what you think next year's Game of the Year contenders are going to be. We know some of the games that are going to be coming out. Obviously, we don't know everything, but since I went last time, I'm going to go first this time. I think next year is going to be the year of Cyberpunk 2077.
It is.
This game is huge. It's massive. We found out at the Game Awards just some of the names that are going to be attached to the soundtrack. Run the Jewels. Refused is reuniting to do this soundtrack.
It will be Samurai, actually, one of the titular groups in that game.
I love that. All right, very quickly. Norris.
Yeah, I think it's hard to argue with Cyberpunk 2077. But I gotta throw The Last of Us 2 in there.
If it even comes out.
But I'm thinking it comes out, you know, next year and it hits like gangbusters. The Last of Us, one of the best of this current gen, and The Last of Us 2 will continue that. I'm looking forward to this game.
I'm just saying we should have had our hands on it already. Robbie, what about you?
Man, 2020 is gonna be a great year. If it is successful, if it works out the way that they think it's going to and people want it to, I think that FF7 remake is gonna be a
homer.
Big one.
Yeah, it's low hanging fruit.
Because that's coming out in March, right?
It is. So
it's going to be a big one.
It's undeniable.
Rick, what about you?
Diablo 4. I think Blizzard.
Ooh.
Blizzard knows. Ooh. They boned.
That's a dark horse candidate right there.
And here's why. I believe Blizzard really knows that they dropped the ball with the last Diablo announcement. And Diablo 3 was, while it was successful, not the lifeblood.
Not a good launch.
Yeah.
Rick. We'd take your, I think, opinions a little bit more seriously if you had spelled Sekiro right on our outline. First of all.
No, I think Diablo 4 is actually a really good candidate here. Blizzard has shown, at least in what they showed off at BlizzCon, that graphically this game is going to be different from 3. It's much more going back to the roots of 2.
The horror
which,
roots.
Yeah, which I think is the best move for the series. They tried to bring more people under the tent with, you know, their shift to a little bit more cartoony style. Didn't work. All right, let's make a game for the Diablo diehards. I think that's the smartest thing that Blizzard could do. Listen, we want to hear from you. What do you think is going to make it onto the Game of the Year nominees next year? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And when you do, make sure you use the hashtag XP on air.
So what'd you think? What was the best game of 2019? If you have any opinions, make sure you reach out and let us know what you got to say. Hit us up on social media on Facebook and Twitter at Checkpoint XP and on Instagram at Checkpoint _XP. Now, here's the deal. We have so much to cover, and we know that you've been listening all year long. That's why we want to hook you up. You could be just like Omar, one of our listeners who won a Respawn gaming chair, and all he had to do is head over to CheckpointXP.com, sign up for one of our contests, and boom, brand new gaming chair taking over his streaming life, and you could be that lucky person too. Stop on over to CheckpointXP.com right now to see all the latest in gaming and esports, plus your shot at winning all kinds of cool and amazing prizes. That's happening over at CheckpointXP.com. Still coming up, we've got the 30 best games of the decade, so it's not just 2019, it's not just 2018, it's all the entire decade. Plus, can you name that price? If you live in Denver, you might have a leg up on everybody else. But ahead next, the video game fantasy draft for a team on a battle royale. Who do the guys pick? You may be a little upset with their choices. I know I was. It's all ahead next on Checkpoint XP Radio.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
Esports is the fastest growing area in collegiate athletics, and Checkpoint XP on campus keeps you up to speed on all the exciting action.
From varsity and club esports tournaments to college curriculums focused on gaming, each week, Checkpoint XP on campus brings you more than just stats and scores.
We're digging to school rivalries, scouting, scholarships, and talking with players and coaches.
Catch new episodes of Checkpoint XP on campus Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
And on demand 24/7 on YouTube, Twitch, radio.com, and always at CheckpointXP.com.
Catch new episodes of Checkpoint XP on campus Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and on demand 24/7 on YouTube, Twitch, radio.com, and always at CheckpointXP.com.
Checkpoint XP on campus, the show for collegiate video gaming and esports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP,
esports and gaming radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, it's Weird Beard in for Nate during this best of 2019 Checkpoint XP radio show. They finally let me go on the mic, but it's only because they all went home for vacation. And we're going to be back next week with a live show. So if you have anything that you've been dying for us to talk about, make sure you tweet it to us at Checkpoint XP. So right now, the guys earlier this year discussed who they would draft in for their team on a battle royale. But here's the rub. They had to be a video game character. Who would you pick? Compare it to what Nate Norris and Robbie had to say right now on the best of Checkpoint XP.
So, Joe, you've done this bit a couple of times on other shows that we've done, but this is a video game fantasy draft. Yeah. So why don't you explain to everyone exactly how this bit is done?
All right. So basically the idea is that you're all going to be making a squad for people to drop onto a battle royale map with. These are the
We're dropping hot in the Arengale.
You got it. You're dropping hot on Arengale.
Three squad mates.
But you need four squad mates. Build four squad mates. We're going to basically do
You're
not playing.
Okay.
So you have a chance to win. Exactly. we'll do a snake draft. The order is going to be Nate, me, Norris, Robbie, and then it'll go in reverse order in the next round. Mm-hmm. It was all randomly generated.
It was. Yeah.
You can only pick playable protagonists from first person or third person shooter games.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, only first and third person shooter games.
I just didn't want someone to pick Kratos and Superman and say, I win.
Well, I think that should be that they have to be video game characters. They can't be RPGs. Superheroes or something. Aww. But I think if they were to fit into a battle royale style thing,
a first and third person protagonist makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Right.
So, Nate, you have been gifted the first pick in the draft.
I already know who he's picking.
I am picking.
Yes.
Big Boss.
Oh.
Of course, Big Boss.
Yeah. All right.
This is a man who can infiltrate anything. You're going to be dead before you know you're dead. Right? Like, come on.
All right.
It doesn't get much better than Big Boss.
That's a good pick. All right. So I've got the second pick in the draft. I'm taking someone who personally stood up to an entire armada of aliens and destroyed basically their whole civilization. I'm going with Master Chief from Halo.
Good pick. Very good pick.
I feel like that's so obvious.
I sure, but if you can stand up to the entire Covenant Armada, I like my chances of winning on Arengel.
All right.
Norris, over to you for a
pick. I'll do you one better, Nate. I'm picking Solid Snake, the man who killed Big Boss.
Oh!
Ooh. Not bad. Not bad. All right. All right, I'm glad that no one took this. I thought for a second you were going to do it.
I know where you're going.
But I'm going to have to go with the one who stood up to an entire legion of sentient super killer machines. I'm going to go with Commander Shepard.
All right, now, do you have to differentiate Bro Shep, Fem Shep?
Or? Fem Shep.
Fem Shep, okay. Obviously.
Fem Shep.
Come on.
Fem Shep.
Okay, hands I'll down. Let you do that. All right, so at the end of the first round, we got Nate taking Big Boss. I'm taking Master Chief. Norris is taking Solid Snake. And Robbie is taking Fem Shep. In the second round, we're going to reverse order. So, Robbie, you get the first pick in the second round.
I'm going to go with another badass woman in the sci-fi genre, and I'm going to go with Samus.
Ooh.
It's not a bad one.
I gotta tell you what, at first I was like, well, that's a platform. No.
Metroid Prime.
Metroid Prime, you're right.
Yeah.
That was really good. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good pick.
That's a pretty good one.
All right, Norris, back over to you. Who do you want?
You kind of took what I was going to pick.
Samus, really?
Yeah, I actually was going to pick Samus.
Oh, okay.
With that said, you know what? I'm about to just poach one from the chat then.
Okay.
And Flint Sanity had one that's pretty good. Marcus Fenix from the Gears of War series.
I'll say this. While I'm not a huge fan of the Gears of War series, the man certainly did kill enough people, so I think it'd probably be a pretty safe bet.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
All right. I'm gonna stick with my trend. I'm going to take another person who single-handedly stopped an invasion of aliens. I'm going to need to take Joanna Dark.
Very nice.
I have a little bit of concern about Joanna, mainly because I've seen from the cutscenes that if you knock a box on her, she goes down. So I am concerned. She's a bit of a glass cannon, but she's a pretty awesome woman, so I'll take her.
All right. Well, I guess it's coming back to me.
Yes, Nate, you have the last pick of the second round.
So for me, I'm going to choose someone who has saved an entire wasteland, because how much bigger are the odds than that? The entire world's been destroyed.
Okay.
You've got super mutants. You've got death claws. I'm going to go with the Lone Wanderer from Fallout 4.
Ooh.
Lone Wanderer.
Okay. Oh, wow. Very resourceful pick.
That's right.
Make something out of nothing.
All right. So round two, we had Samus Aran, Marcus Fenix, Joanna Dark, and the Lone Wanderer. That's going to take us into round three, where Nate, we'll be back to you. You'll get to go again.
All right. Well, I feel like I need somebody to kind of round out my crew here a little bit. And I'm going to go back to, does it have to be protagonists?
I would say anyone you play as.
You have to play as them.
Someone you get to play as.
You have to control them at some point.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Then I got it. I am going to go with Cyborg Ninja Raiden from...
No!
From Metal Gear Solid Rising Revengeance. Metal Gear Rising Revenge. Whatever it is. Whatever the combination of words is.
I know by call shenanigans, and I will throw my challenge flag, my good sir. That is not a shooter. That is a beat 'em up.
No, there are shooter elements in there.
There's a flag on the play. We are going to send that up to review. The review has come back. It will be allowed. Cyborg Ninja Raiden will be the first pick of the third round.
The fix is in.
Yeah, notice they also got first and second seed.
Yeah, you noticed that.
Yeah, the fix is in, bruh.
All right, I'm continuing my trend of people who are really good against alien invasions. Once again, someone who single-handedly saved the Earth, not once, not twice, but three times from an alien invasion. The man from the 90s himself. I need Duke Nukem joining my squadron.
Duke Nukem.
Not bad.
I'm very, very hesitant to put Duke Nukem on a team with Joanna Dark. I can see that going
poorly.
Go
real bad.
Team kill,
so,
guys.
I'm nervous about it, but I think it's going to pay off in the long run. Norris, over to you with the third pick in the third round.
All right, you know what? I'm going to say this because none of you have thought about it so far. If we're dropping into a battle royale, we need somebody who can engage at range. I'm going with Widowmaker.
Can play as her?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Shooter. Okay.
I like it.
Yeah. That
all
counts.
Right. I think that's acceptable.
On the point of this being a battle royale, y'all forget you don't drop in with your equipment. You need someone who can scavenge. You need someone who can craft, who can make use of the resources.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
I'm going with Lara Croft.
Oh, not who I thought you were going with. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lara Croft.
And since it comes back to me to round out my team of femme fatales, Jill Valentine.
Oh! All right. I like it.
Very good. If some zombies pop up on this map, Robbie wins.
Jill Valentine and Lara Croft. All right, so just a recap there. The third round ended with Cyborg Ninja Raiden, Duke Nukem, Widowmaker, and Lara Croft. Norris, you have the second pick.
You know what? I was going to go in another direction, but I've just thought about something, and the chat is reminding me because this person cannot die. Vincent Valentine. Dirge of Cerberus, third-person shooter. Baby.
Oh. Nice. That's sneaky. But I'll accept it.
Yeah, okay, Vincent Valentine. All right, yep, that'll be fine. Let me get that written down here. All right, so for my last character, I'm going with kind of Robbie's idea. I need someone who can scavenge, who's good at being on the ground when they don't maybe have all the equipment. I'm going to go with Aloy.
Good one.
Little young, not as experienced as Croft. Yep. Good pick.
But you know what? Youthful vigor. That can be a big play.
Also,
in the Battle Royale world.
There's a little problematic with the Duke Nukem pick, but that's okay.
Yeah, Joanna Dark and Duke Nukem. That's going to be a little strange. We'll see.
I'm pretty sure he's just going to get it team killed.
I'm going to go the complete opposite way. I'm going to go for experience on experience. Okay. A little bit like your Duke Nukem pick.
All right.
I got to go with Doom Guy.
Good pick.
He's gone to hell and back.
He's fired more bullets than anyone else in video games, if you kind of count how long he's been doing it. So, yeah, Doom Guy is my final pick.
All right. So, round four was Jill Valentine, Vincent Valentine, Aloy, and Doom Guy. So, overall, we have Nate, who has picked Big Boss, The Lone Wanderer,
yep.
Cyborg Ninja Raiden,
yep.
and Doom Guy.
Dude, yes. If you get close to anywhere on Nate's team, you're dead.
Yeah.
You can't get close to
You have
to
got
to
play that one from range.
That's right.
At best. On my team, we have Master Chief, Joanna Dark, Duke Nukem, and Aloy. So, I think it's a balanced team that might implode in on itself.
Yes, see, I feel like on a bad day, Duke Nukem is going to take out the rest of your team.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you're left with Duke Nukem.
Or the rest of the team's going to take out Duke Nukem.
If they don't...
And then they lose their best player.
Right, that's right. Duke pops off at the mouth and he ends up with one in the brain. Yeah.
If they don't implode, I think they're unstoppable.
Good balance.
But we'll see. For Norris, we have Solid Snake. We have Marcus Fenix. We have Widowmaker, and we have Vincent Valentine. Norris, I think you've got a really good balance between ranged and melee.
Except Solid Snake didn't kill Big Boss. He was there when Big Boss died.
Okay, no.
He gave him a cigar.
See, here's I think the issue with your team. Divide and conquer, I think they could do really well, but I don't think that your team is going to work well as a team.
It doesn't matter. Vincent can't die. I win.
Well, you know what? That's a fair point.
Hang on. I think he can die through violence. He just can't die through old age.
I don't know. Can he die through violence?
He can turn incorporeal.
Okay. And
Robbie, last up, you've got FemShep, Samus Aran, Lara Croft, and Jill Valentine, which, again, talk about your femme fatale squad. That's a pretty well-rounded team.
Also, Duke Nukem better not run into your team either.
You know, sometimes when you hear really bad opinions and you just, you know, wish that you could detach your ears from your head, that may have been my reaction to them talking about who they would want to pick. I heard maybe like two or three good picks. You would have hoped for a few more. If you've got something to say, jump on over our website, checkpointxp.com. Let us know, who would you choose for your video game fantasy draft? It's a very simple, yet so delicate question that we'd love for you to be able to answer. Ahead next, we've got the best video game for the year that you were born. If you were born in the mid-90s, I might say you've got a pretty good shot at having an absolute home run of a game. That's the best video game for the year that you were born. Ahead next on Checkpoint XP.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Back
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP.
Welcome on back to Checkpoint XP Radio. My name's Weirdbeard, stepping in for Nate, Norris, and Robbie while they're out on vacation since we just had New Year's Eve. However, don't be afraid. Next week, there's going to be an all-new live show with Nate, Norris, and Robbie back in studio. If there's anything that you'd love for them to be able to talk about, discuss, or cover, make sure you hit us up on Facebook at Checkpoint XP in order to let us know what's on your mind. Now, at the end of a year, sometimes you like to reflect on not only where things ended, but where they began. And that's why it's so important that you might just know what the best video game for the year you were born was. What year was Nate born, and what game did he get? Let's find out together right now on the Best of Checkpoint XP.
What's the best video game for the year that you were born? I was born in 1984.
Oh, God.
I know, right? I feel so old. So I'm real curious what mine is, but we've got a list that's going back all the way to 1971.
Yep. Wow. So I figure we'll go up through, the 70s, maybe through the late 90s here, and we'll give you these, and then we'll stop and talk a little bit about the ones on our birthdays. So 1971, yeah, that is going to go to the Oregon Trail.
Oh, wow.
Which says,
that
although,
game is that old?
I didn't realize it was quite that old.
Well, I would have thought Pong would have outsold Oregon Trail.
Well, it says, although far from its final version, Minnesotan teachers Don Rowich, Bill Heineman, and Paul Dillenberger created the Oregon Trail for the teletypewriter and debuted the game in his 8th grade history class on December 3rd, 1971.
See, that game, there's a reason why that game is in every school ever, because it was made by teachers. Now, it makes perfect sense.
Nate, 1972, Pong.
No, So it predates Pong,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, Atari released the arcade version of Pong in 1972.
Well, because Pong was a cultural phenomenon. You can't.
Absolutely.
Can't ignore that.
1973 has Space Race. I don't know Space Race very well.
Well, that's because we weren't born.
We were very, very, not born.
Yeah, but I know what Pong and the Oregon Trail are.
Well, okay, fair.
I would have thought Space Invaders, but you know what? That's okay.
In 1974, we've got Maze War, which has the creepiest cover I've ever seen. It's just like a maze with an eyeball in it staring at you. It's
Illuminati
stuff.
Yeah,
right there.
It is. Son, never mind.
But this is what's interesting about this game is that it's like semi-3D. Like, there's a bit of like...
Windows maze.
It would later become the basis for graphics for like Doom or Duke Nukem. Yeah, but this was a kind of rudimentary version of that.
1975 has Gunfight, which is the first depiction of human on human violence. So I guess pretty important. So that's 1975.
That's pretty important,
I guess. 1976. Oh, here's one we've all played on our phones. Breakout.
Breaker.
Everyone knows Breakout.
Brickles.
You've played some form of it.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, there is an entire generation of kids listening to us right now going, what do you mean? I get so many other interesting, Clash of Kings came on my phone. If you had a flip phone as you were growing up,
you could play it on your Kyocera.
That might have been the first game I ever played on a phone before.
Yeah.
Our first RPG showed up in 1977. We've got Zork.
Oh, that's a blast from the past.
Oh, yeah.
That's a MUD, technically, right?
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
1978 is Space Invaders. Pretty
well
known.
There you go.
That's when we start being able to have color.
Yeah, 1979 is Asteroids. So now we're starting to get into some games that we would know a little bit better.
When they took the color away with Asteroids.
Yeah, they sure did. 1980 is Pac-Man.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
it's only one of the best-selling games ever.
Well, they only made, tons of apparel and a hit song. Pac-Man was a huge cultural phenomenon. I'm not surprised by that.
1981.
Miss Pac-Man.
3 years before Nate was born, we have Donkey Kong making his appearance.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Dig it.
1982 is Pitfall.
Oh, Pitfall.
I forgot about
classic.
Pitfall. Ooh. Classic.
1983, Don Bluth, Dragon's Lair.
Oh!
Dragon's Lair, the, an all-time classic.
It is a classic because, like, it used real animation.
It did.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, pixel animation. So, yeah, it really kind of... Like, and also, first time ever having QuickTime events.
Yep, and as recently featured on Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
1984. Nate.
What is it?
Tetris.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Actually described as the Soviet mind game.
That makes total sense. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We've got a list of the best video games according to the year that you were born. We've hit my year, 1984, with Tetris. So now we're on to 1985.
1985 goes to Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah,
of course it does.
This makes absolute sense. How did that game come out like a year after I was born, and yet that was still the first video game that I had ever played?
Because it's not like video games were coming out in droves, like
that's
like
true.
That,
true.
You know.
Well, actually, at one point in the NES era, right about when the time I would have been interested in video games, they really were.
They were, but you know,
1986, The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Real classics now. Yeah.
Good old Link.
And now we approach the best year ever in the history of mankind. Shake and bake.
Both Norris and Robbie are 1987. They are going to be for Final Fantasy.
Oh yeah! Yeah! Come on!
Yep, they have Final Fantasy.
Ha!
Your year sucks.
Yeah, comparatively.
Yeah, Tetris take
awesome.
Your Tetris.
Settle down, old man.
You know what? I don't want Tetris.
That's too bad. That's
well,
what you
that's
get.
Tough. 1988, we've got Super Mario Brothers 3, which was indeed a classic.
I love it. We just skip over Super Mario Brothers 2, wherever that was.
Well, because that's not even...
Doki Doki Panic?
Yeah, thank you. It's not even Super Mario Brothers 2. It was Doki Doki Panic.
1989, the year of my birth. I've got... Wow. Sim City from Maxis.
You guys were born in shitty years.
You lose.
You guys were born in crappy years.
Norris, you being a big City Skylines fan, I'm surprised you'd say that. Nate, 1990 is Super Mario World.
Well, JKP Joe in our chat was born in 1990.
There you
go. Super Mario World, actually the most recent game that I've beaten. Thank you, Switch.
Yeah, there you go. 1991, everyone should be able to guess this one. It is Sonic the Hedgehog.
That sounds about right.
Followed by 1992's Mortal Kombat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait.
Wow, I completely forgot. I said I was talking to my mom, and I literally was like, yeah, 1992, Mortal Kombat came out. I'm surprised I remembered that off the top of the dome.
1993, Doom? Is Doom that late?
Wow.
I thought Doom was way earlier than that.
I just saw a headline that someone at McDonald's got Doom to play on their register screen.
Proving that literally you can run Doom on anything. And yes, can confirm Doom came out in 1993.
Fair enough. 1994, we've got Donkey Kong Country, followed by 1995's Chrono Trigger.
I always forget about how old Donkey Kong Country is.
I can't, because Donkey Kong Country graphically holds up like a lot better than Doom does now.
It was so ahead of its time.
It really was.
I'm going to run us through the end of the 90s.
Real quick.
96, Pokemon Red and Blue. 1997, Final Fantasy VII. 1998, Ocarina of Time. And 1999, Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that sounds about right. What about 2000? Just give me 2000.
Year 2000 is The Sims.
The Sims.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely sounds about right.
That's when casual gaming really started to pop off.
It did. But listen, we want to hear from you.
Ahead next on the best of Checkpoint XP Radio, Marvel movies ruled the box office this year. And we'd like to flash back to a conversation that Nate Norris and Robbie had right before Endgame came out. Where did they rank every single Marvel movie in the entire universe? Find out ahead next on Checkpoint XP.
This is Checkpoint XP.
Esports and gaming radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, this is Joe with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about all the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The major esports leagues are on break right now, but they'll be back later this month. Call of Duty League is set to debut on January 24th, while Overwatch League returns on February the 8th. The 2020 spring split for the LCS, meanwhile, is scheduled to kick off on January 25th. As we get into the new year, Dota 2 will welcome us back off the holiday break with Dream League Season 13 running from January 18th through the 26th. February 1st will mark the kickoff of the Rocket League Championship Series. Teams will be competing weekly until the regional championships at the end of March. February will play host to DreamHack Anaheim, which will bring us back to the world of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. That tournament will be running from February 21st through the 23rd. Speaking of that, the same weekend will also play host to Frostbite 2020, welcoming Super Smash Bros. Players from all over the country to Detroit, Michigan. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website. That's over at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP,
esports and gaming radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
It seems hard to believe, but the final movie of the Marvel Universe cinematic story finally came to a head this year with the release of Endgame, and it broke every single box office record that there was. Now, flashback to the weekend before Endgame came out. Nate, Norris, and Robbie decided to rank every single Marvel Comics Universe movie in order of how much they loved it, excluding Endgame since it was releasing that weekend. Let's jump back into that conversation right now on the Best of Checkpoint XP Radio.
It's opening weekend for Avengers Endgame, and to celebrate, we've got a list ranking the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It's happening!
From worst to best. A little late on that one.
A little bit.
The list comes courtesy of Screen Rant and has been updated to reflect every movie leading up to Endgame. So what we thought we would do is we would list our top five movies,
yep,
and see how much of our top five exists in Screen Rant's top five.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So, Norris, what are your top five MCU movies?
My top five in no particular order.
Okay.
You got Winter Soldier. All right. You got Black Panther. You got Iron Man 1. You got Avengers 1. You got Infinity War.
I don't think Iron Man 1 ages that well.
It's not about how much it ages. It's about it's the foundation for everything that came afterwards.
Fair enough. All right. Robbie, how about you?
All right. Like Norris, Winter Soldier. All right, okay. That's obviously a real solid pick. I'm going to say Guardians Volume 1, because it was the first untested property that they did.
Interesting.
Spider-Man Homecoming, because nobody thought they could do it after all the other franchises that have came before.
That's fair.
Interesting. Yeah.
Avengers 1.
Yeah.
And then, man, my last one, I had a tough time, but I think I'm going to probably have to go with Captain Marvel.
Really? Okay. All right. Interesting.
Nate?
So my top five in no particular order, because ordering them would be impossible.
Yes.
Doctor Strange.
Come on.
The mind bending effects were amazing.
I love Doctor Strange.
Ant-Man, just for Paul Rudd. Just Paul Rudd being Paul Rudd. Just go ahead. Be more Paul Rudd. The Hulk. I put that in my top five because I actually enjoyed that movie.
The rest is annoying garbage.
Black Panther,
okay,
and Infinity War.
Okay.
All right.
Joe, how about you?
I already saw the list. I don't think it'd be very fair for me to do one.
Okay.
I already know what the list is. So these are courtesy of Screen Rant. We're going to start number 21.
All right.
The worst of them, Iron Man 2.
Okay, I accept this. Right. I accept
I liked Iron Man 2.
No, I accept it.
I had to put Thor 2. I recently rewatched Iron Man 2. Definitely not the best, but better than I remembered
Thor The Dark World is number 20.
Okay.
Fair. Number 19, the first one that made me super mad, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
No! No!
I disagree.
It's the last
totally.
I haven't seen that. It's the last one I gotta see.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Number 18, Avengers Age of Ultron.
I know that that's people's least favorite, but I wouldn't have put it that low.
I wouldn't have put it below the Hulk.
Number 17, The Incredible Hulk.
I understand why people don't like it, but I actually really enjoyed it.
Number 16, another one that made me very angry, Thor Ragnarok.
Oh,
they bug
at 16.
Criminal.
No way. Ragnarok is a top 10.
Criminal. Yeah, yes, it was almost my five.
At least top 15.
It was a top 10. Come on.
Number 15, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Boo.
I actually didn't like Guardians 2 that much. I liked Guardians 1 a lot.
Guardians 1 was strong. Was I'm definitely cool. A stronger flick.
I'm cool with
for
Guardians
sure.
2 there.
Number 14, again, I was angry. Ant-Man.
No way!
I loved Ant-Man.
I definitely think that Ant-Man is one of the strongest properties.
Number 13, Captain Marvel.
I'm okay with
this is
that.
What I said. For me, Captain Marvel is dead center of the MCU, so 13's about right for me.
Yeah.
Number 12, Thor. Thor should not be above Thor Ragnarok.
That's
There's
fair.
No
that's
way.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
Thor, are you
that's
kidding
ridiculous.
Me?
Yeah, no.
Number 11, Iron Man 3.
See, I had to put this lower.
Iron Man 3 is way too
high. Yeah, I would have put Iron Man 3 lower.
I liked Iron Man 2 more than I liked Iron Man 3.
I did as well.
I don't know about that. All right. That
I mean,
brings
the whole Mandarin thing was pretty clever.
Well, sure, but when you find out that Killian was put in because that they wanted to be able to sell more toys.
Yeah, no, I know. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 AM and 95.9 FM, as well as 103.9 in Lexington, Kentucky. We're currently going through a list that ranks from worst to best the MCU movies.
We disagree.
We're so far
we're not happy
vehemently about it. Disagreeing with the suppositions here.
All right, here's our top 10. Number 10, Doctor Strange.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
I loved Doctor
Strange. I'm okay with that.
I understand why Doctor Strange would not be necessarily like top 5 for some people, but top 10, totally. Yep.
Number 9, Iron Man.
Yep.
The original. Yep. Sure.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, for similar reasons, like you had said, Norris, it's what started the whole thing. So for, you know, for legacy and for, you know,
foundational content,
absolutely.
Number 8, Captain America, the First Avenger. I'd put that below Iron Man. I thought Iron Man was a better one than that.
I like the fact that the First Avengers basically a period.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
I like that.
It's a nice touch, and, you know, a lot of the visual effects that they did, specifically with small Steve Rogers, was pretty impressive.
Pretty amazing.
Number 7, Black Panther.
Way too low.
Number 7.
Way too low. Wait, it's got a damn Oscar.
I know. It got
two
number
of
7.
Them. That it does seem fairly low.
I agree.
For as well as it did in the box office, for as well as it did in awards, that definitely is top 5 category for me.
Number 6, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
That's fair.
I loved it. It would have been top 5 for me, but
I'm okay with it at 6.
Number 5, Avengers Infinity War. Okay. So anyone who has Infinity War on there, you got a point. Yep.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hang on. At 5?
At number 5, they've got Infinity War.
That is shocking.
Yep.
That's shocking.
Number 4, Avengers.
Okay.
All right, that's another point. Number 3, Captain America, Civil War.
I was this close to putting Civil War.
See, Civil War was another one of my, like, right at number 5.
I was
5.
This close, but I swapped Civil War for Infinity War.
Dude, I was not into Civil War.
I love Civil War,
I was
Civil
specifically
War,
for Black Panther hawking down
AKA,
Bucky.
A.K.A. Avengers 3.5.
Yeah.
Well,
that was
that's
great.
2.5.
That's kind of how I see it, like, when I think of it in my head. I think of it more of an Avengers flick.
Was Civil War where Cap fought all them people in the elevator?
No, that's Winter Soldier.
Which we'll be getting to.
Which is an amazing sequence, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Number 2, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot argue with it.
I
can't argue against it.
Spider-Man impressed me so much.
And the thing, you know, when I was making my top 5, I think I blanked that film out because it's like...
Because you think of it as a Sony flick.
You're absolutely right. And maybe that's just from being too close to knowing all of the production insides and outs. But like, yeah.
They made the Vulture cool.
They did.
Number 1, Captain America, Winter Soldier.
I can't argue with it.
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
It's hard to argue.
I missed the first time around somehow.
I mean, it's hard to argue. If you've seen, you know, a Jason Bourne movie, you've basically seen the Winter Soldier.
A good Jason Bourne
movie. And here's the thing. Someone pointed this out to me that, you know, had they done the whole Skrulls thing the way that Skrulls were done in the comic, that it would have ended up mirroring the Winter Soldier plotline too much, which is why they made them refugees, and that's an actually much more updated, smarter commentary.
Still ahead on this Best of Checkpoint XP Radio for the year of 2019, how long is too long for a video game?
Do you have the patience to be able to sit through another 80-hour AAA title slog? Or are you down to playing only 10-minute mobile games? The guys discuss ahead next. But first, what are the 30 best games of the decade? And that way, it makes it a little bit more interesting. It's not just one single year. You've got 10 years with all kinds of video games inside of it. Who will come out on top? That conversation plus more ahead on the Best of Checkpoint Radio for 2019.
Students are playing more video games than ever, and that's not a bad thing anymore. With Checkpoint XP on campus, you can peek into the world of college esports and gaming. We talk to personalities in the space like Phasix, who retired from the Overwatch League to join a college team, or thought leaders like James O'Hagan of the Academy of Esports, who's leading the charge on blending education and video games. It's not all black holes and floss dances. Games can lead to college scholarships, and we can tell you where on Checkpoint XP on campus.
Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP,
Esports and Gaming Radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome on back to Checkpoint XP Radio. My name is Weirdbeard, and this is your home for esports and video game news. Now, Nate, Norris, and Robbie are off, so we decided to go back through our internet catalog of the best of the best of the entire year. Now, with the end of the decade coming, you saw so many different lists that ranked the best of the best of the decade. 10 years is a long time to be able to condense down into one list. That's why the guys had such a difficulty trying to determine what the 30 best games of the decade were. Did any of yours make the list, or did they have some egregious things that they left off? Let's join the conversation right now on the Best of Checkpoint XP.
The 30 best games of the last 10 years. We love to do lists here on the show, but this is quite a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to narrow the time window.
Yep.
So just to the last 10 years.
Yep.
And there's
decade.
30 of them.
Yeah, there's 30 of them.
Man.
So, yeah, think about the last decade and what games you guys all like. This list comes courtesy of CNET, by the way. So if you don't like it, you can blame them.
Oh, and we will.
I don't want to, though. CNET is
like
usually,
CNET,
yeah, CNET's usually a really good resource. I hope they didn't screw this one up.
Well, we'll see how they did. So I'm going to let you guys go ahead and take a guess for a little bit, and then I'll, about the halfway point, I'll give you
all right.
You missed.
All right, I got it. Fortnite.
Fortnite, you better believe Fortnite is number 10 on this list.
All right.
It did not get number one, which I thought it would.
Nah, I wouldn't have put it that
high. Nah, I'm going to go with some more low-hanging fruit, Minecraft.
Minecraft, number three on this list.
Because that would have been my next one.
Yeah, Minecraft is gonna be the number three entry on this list.
Okay.
See,
okay.
You know what's really messing me up? It's the window of time.
Yeah.
It's the 10 years, because I can say there's a lot of stuff that I can think of, but I don't know if it's come out in the last 10 years.
They kind of blend the late 90s, early 2000s.
Well,
I struggle, like, that whole period that I was in high school, 03 to 07. I don't remember any of those years or what came out then.
Yeah, because I was mostly playing one online game.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so I'm going to go with Dark Souls 3.
Dark Souls is out
okay.
Here.
Dark Souls, okay.
And Dark
Souls. See, I would have thought that Dark Souls may have been outside of the 10-year window.
Yeah. Dark Souls is number two on this list,
whoa!
By the way. So you are the highest ranked one
so
far.
I think that's a good guess.
All right.
Yeah, Dark Souls is on here.
Okay.
Robbie? Right.
Pretty sure that Half-Life 2 was sometime after the turn of the century, right?
Half-Life, I don't think it was.
Half-Life 2 came out in like... I was in high school.
Yeah, Half-Life 2 is not on this list.
Right. Well, when we were in high school, that was still like
doesn't
5
matter.
Years
you
worth.
Nope, you gave up. You gave it up.
Right. November 16th, 2004.
Yeah. So
that's
no, not in the last
years.
Decade.
Not in the last 10 years, my friend.
Norris.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
You forgot what a decade is.
Yeah, I did. I was thinking all the way back to 2000.
Yeah,
I was,
did.
Oh, my God.
Womp, womp, womp.
Indeed.
All right,
anyway,
Norris.
Red Dead?
Yes, Red Dead Redemption is number 5 on this list. Good catch.
I am going to follow in the wake of Red Dead, and I'm going to say Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto.
Do I have to specify?
You would have to specify.
Would I have to specify?
It's not on here.
What?
Woo!
It's not on here.
What?
No.
Because guess what? Here. GTA 5 came out in 2009.
No way.
No way.
No way.
13, I think didn't it? Did. It was 2013
no,
or something
13.
Like that.
No,
yeah.
13. Yeah.
No way. But it's not on here.
Could have been there. All
which
right.
is crazy.
I'm shocked.
I am too.
All right. So, yeah, the last 10 years only.
Yep.
Overwatch.
Oh, yes. Overwatch is number 27 on
Very
this
good.
List.
Very good.
But it
Very
is
good.
On here.
Very good.
Norris.
Life is Strange.
Life is Strange. Breaking My Heart is not on this list.
Oh, whack.
Whack indeed.
Whack.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Last of Us.
The Good Last guess. Of Us is number 14 on this
I'll
list.
Take it.
Very nice.
I
Very
will
nice.
Take it.
Robbie, back over to you.
All right. All right. You know what? Because it's the closest we've ever been to world peace, Pokemon Go.
Very good.
Pokemon Go is number 19 on this
okay.
list.
All
Very
right.
good.
All right.
Yes. Very good. Norris, over all to right. you. All right. Suspiciously checking his phone in the middle
oh.
of a game segment.
Hey.
I had to check a year.
Oh, I don't know about that. This is suspect. What do you got?
All right.
Skyrim.
Skyrim is number 6 on this list. Were you All not right. sure of the release here on Skyrim?
I wasn't.
Okay. Yep, Skyrim is number 6 on this list. Still missing number 1 and number 4.
I'm trying to think of what could be big enough and say the best game that's bigger than both Fortnite and Minecraft.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty big.
I was going to say, this is someone's opinion. They say the best game. Not like yep. influential
yeah,
or anything.
Yeah,
just the game that they thought was the best.
Yep, that's fair.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're currently going through a list of the 30 best games of the last 10 years. That's back to 2009. Anything before that is not applicable here. I am going to go with Rainbow Six Siege.
Ooh, Rainbow Six Siege is not on this list.
That is disappointing.
That was a good answer, though. I liked Rainbow Six Siege.
Disappointing.
Oh, I got one.
All right, Robbie?
I'm going to go ahead and steal one. I'm going to say Metal Gear Solid 5.
Metal Gear Solid 5 is number 13 on this
Very
list.
Good.
It definitely
catch.
Deserves to
I'm
be
I'm
going to
say League of Legends.
Ooh, League of Legends is number 20 on this All list. Right. It is on here. You
League
are correct.
Legends came out in the past 10 years?
It came out in late 2009.
It's its 10-year anniversary.
Yeah. yeah.
All right. Fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah,
fair
it
enough.
Just edges in. All right. I am going to say... we did say Skyrim, right? Mm-hmm. One of
did.
You said
I
Skyrim?
I did say Skyrim.
Yep, yeah. number 6.
What about Fallout?
Fallout.
You had to say which one?
4.
None of them are on here, so it doesn't
Boom!
Matter. None of the Fallouts.
Well, then I'm going to say 76 out of spite.
I still have the
guess.
Same answer for you. Robbie.
All right, I'm going to go with one that I only played an hour worth of it, and I didn't get it, but everyone else loves it. Let's go with Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild is number 1.
Oh, oh, big it yes.
list. There
yeah,
it is. There it is.
Breath of the Wild, number
For
1.
Sure.
Norris, over to you.
Oh, this is starting to get tough now.
Oh, there's some big, big games on here. There's some Game of the Years on here still. There are some huge multiplayer games on here still.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Call of Duty?
Which one?
Yeah, no, I have to.
None of them are on here, so
okay.
it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. All right. So I am unlike Norris, I am not going to check the date that it was released. I am not confident that this was released after 2009, but I am going to say Diablo 3.
Oh, Diablo 3 is a good answer, but it is not on
oh,
this list.
Oh, come
I'm
on,
sorry.
List.
I'm going to do something similar because I don't know exactly when this one came out, but I'm going to pick the best of the Mass Effects.
Do.
Mass Numero Effect 2. Number 8 on this list. Mass
really?
Effect 2.
I wasn't sure if that was like that. That's got to be like right on the cusp.
It's got to yeah, be right yeah. there. Yeah, I think it was 2010 actually for Mass Effect 2.
The Witcher 3.
The Witcher 3 is number 9 on go. This list. You guys have done great. You've gotten all but 2 of the top 10. It's pretty good. Nate,
are either of the Destinies on this list?
Destiny 1 is number 28 on this list.
Yes, I'll take it.
Well done.
I'm going to give you guys one more time around, and then we'll go through this list. So,
right.
Robbie, over to you.
Have we said God of War 4 yet?
Ooh, God of War is on this list at number 16, the newest one. Yes. God of War makes it in at number 16.
Oh, man, this is super tough now.
Come on.
Come on, Mario Galaxy. I don't know.
Super Mario Galaxy 2 is number 12 on this list. Wow. Good call. Very nice. And Nate, you've got the last say on this one.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm starting to run dry out of suggestions. What about, because the fighting games have not been very well represented here on this list.
They have not.
At least not in our guesses.
No.
So, what about your Street Fighter V?
It is not on this list.
Shouldn't be.
All right, so let's go through what we got on here. Again, this comes to you courtesy of CNET.
Okay.
The top 30 games of the last decade. Number 30 is The Outer Wilds. Number 20.
Wait, is that even out yet?
I don't know.
No, that's
not the Outer
thinking
Worlds.
The Outer Worlds. Oh, I don't know what The Outer Wilds is.
Wait,
Number 29, Stardew Valley.
That's
pretty big.
I'll take that.
Number 28, Nate got his Destiny. Number 27, Robbie got his Overwatch. Number 26 is Dota 2. Number 25, Hotline Miami.
Ooh. Oh!
Yeah, that's
Oh, what a good game.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll sign off on that.
Number 24 is Alien Isolation, another outstanding game. The only good Alien game of the last decade, for sure.
Keep in mind, all of these games are apparently better than GTA 5. Go ahead.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Exactly. Number 23 is Dead Cells. It's an indie game, I believe. I don't remember that
one. Oh, no, I heard Dead Cells was amazing.
Number 22 is Hollow Knight. I did love Hollow Knight.
Hollow Knight's good.
Number 21, The Witness. Does anyone know The Witness? I don't know The Witness.
Man, that's some indie foolishness.
Number 20 is League of Legends. Number 19 is Pokemon Go. 18, we've got Gone Home.
Yeah, that's another indie.
Indie darling.
Very indie darling.
Number 17 was Nier Automata. Number 16 was God of War. 15 was Rayman Legends.
Really? Get Ray...
What?
Above Grand Theft Auto 5, the most profitable piece of entertainment ever created by humans.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Rayman Legends also compiled 3 games into 1.
Oh,
and they were older games. That's
stupid.
Number 14 is The Last of Us, followed by Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yep, okay, both those can.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
11 was Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, yeah. Damn,
and here's the top 10, of which you guys only missed 2. Number 10 is Fortnite.
Yep.
Number 9 is The Witcher 3. Number 8 is Mass Effect 2.
Okay.
Number 7 is Bloodborne, which I keep seeing on these lists. And I keep forgetting was really, really good.
It is really good. Yeah, absolutely. It definitely deserves to be a part of the conversation and for sure in the top 10.
Number 6 is Skyrim. Number 5 was Red Dead Redemption. Number 4, which we did not get, was Portal 2.
We're stupid.
That also makes sense. That scans.
Number 3 was Minecraft. Number 2 was Dark Souls. And number 1 was The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
I still haven't played it.
I still can't believe that all of those games are considered better than GTA 5.
GTA 5 had to just be an oversight. Like, the name didn't come to them. And
yeah, it came out in 2013. It's still being played online. Yeah. I mean, GTA Online is massive. It's bigger than it has ever been. I mean, that's
just got to be an oversight.
Yeah.
There's no way they were like, that game doesn't scan. That's not good enough.
I mean, get Rayman the hell off that list.
The Witness? Come on now.
If you were to jump on over to CheckpointXP.com right now, you'd be able to find out every single thing that's happening in the world of esports. And not only that, but you may be a winner too. That's right. Go on over and check the contest page on the Checkpoint XP homepage in order to be able to walk away a winner. Our friend Omar just recently won an entire gaming chair from Respawn. Could you be the next? The only way to know is if you head over to CheckpointXP.com today and make yourself a winner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP.
Not everybody is equipped with a radar to be able to tell when they're being lied to. Hopefully Nate finds his soon, because we want to join a conversation all about lying. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Radio, the best of 2019. If there's anything you didn't hear today that you wish that you just were able to hear over and over again, listen to our radio show at any time on our website at checkpointxp.com. Now, Joe has a list of fake headlines that he wants the guys to guess. How will they do? Let's find out right now on the best of Checkpoint XP.
You've been asking for it, and it's finally here. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, Low Team Damage, and much more coming soon. We are working on some brand new designs. You should check it out over at checkpointxp.com/shop. It's time to play Spot the Fake. Joe, why don't you remind everyone how we play the game?
Alrighty, guys. So I have got a collection of news headlines, and I'm going to give them to you two at a time. And you guys are each going to have to tell me which one is the fake one that I made up and which one is the real one.
Oh, this is that same game where Mr. Advantage, Brian, slaughtered everybody in the
cheater.
Last time.
He was
really good. He was really good at it. So, yes, it is that game. So let's jump right in with this first one. I'm going to give you guys two of them. Here we go. Teenage gamers better at simulated surgery than medical residents.
I can see it.
Is that fake, or is Microsoft Flight Simulator players outperform actual pilots, study finds? Ooh. One of these is real.
Oh, I can see both of those being real.
Here's the I'm going to say that the first headline is real,
okay,
and the second one is fake because of the way it's worded.
Interesting.
It says that gamers are better at virtual surgery than medical clinicians, which makes me think it's not actual surgery that they'd be better at. It's just the virtual version of surgery that they're better at.
I'm actually going to go the opposite because nobody is good at Surgeon Simulator.
There you go. There you go. I'm with Robbie. I'm going to go with Flight Simulator.
It's the real one.
Because on that one, it was a TV show where somebody used Flight Simulator to learn how to fly.
All right.
There we go.
So Microsoft Flight Simulator players outperform actual pilot study finds is the fake.
Oh.
That's the one that I made up. So, Nate, you earn a point for that.
Yes.
They both could have been right. They both could have been right, though.
They could have.
My job.
Well, my reasoning was not great, so.
Here's the thing. I don't think that they're going to put gamers in a situation where they actually have to do real surgery. So the headline stands up to scrutiny. That's why I picked it.
I see. I have to actually listen.
Fair enough. All right. Man removed from flight after he refuses to stop doing pull-ups. Is that fake? Or man expelled from local fighting game tournament for button mashing.
Is that the fake?
The only thing about the first one that makes me want to choose it is where do you do pull-ups on a plane?
The overhead compartment?
Yeah, but they are closed. You definitely don't want to open them because items may have
Norris,
shifted.
Is there any precedent for ejecting someone from a tournament for mashing buttons?
I don't know. There's no actual malice behind mashing buttons, but you know what?
It's bad form.
No,
that's all
I'm going to say that one is the real one because I know my FGC brethren, and I know we can be a little extra sometimes.
All right, so you're going to say that. Nate, what do you think?
I'm going to say the doing pull-ups on the plane is fake just because I don't know where he's doing it.
Okay, and Robbie?
Can you tell me if that was in Florida or not?
I would have said Florida, man.
Okay. Then I think the plane one's fake.
Okay. The plane one is the real one.
No!
He was doing it in the overhead compartment. They had to emergency land the plane to escort him off because he would not stop doing pull-ups on the overhead compartment.
Wow.
That is insane.
Man.
For all the reasons to have to land a plane, that may be the worst one.
You know How angry would you be if you were on that flight?
First of all, F that guy. Second of all, right, I hope that they were somewhere in England so the police can come in with those little billy clubs and just hit them over the head.
You know what? If that was in America, they'd still probably hit him.
Here's the thing. Not as bad as the guys using their feet to run the touch screens in front of them.
That's different because that's a biohazard.
That is horrific.
That's horrific. Yeah. All right. Christian video game developers blame Satan for their failures. Cardinal decries video games as blasphemous after being sent copy of Ark Simulator.
That's a real one.
Which is the real one.
Both of them can totally be real, but I'm gonna agree with Norris. I think the second one is the real
arc,
one.
Ark, as in Noah's Ark?
Yes. Noah's construct Ark. An Ark.
So he thinks it's Blasphemous after being sent a religious video game.
Yes. Blasphemous. He said he thinks that video game, or that gaming, is Blasphemous, and I think he's
Blasphemous?
Blasphemous. Isn't that what they say, blaspheming?
Blasphemous.
It's okay, Blasphemous.
Okay.
I'm not sure that I said it right before a minute ago.
No, you did. You said Blasphemous.
I think that's a pitcher, isn't it? Blasphemous?
It sounds like a bad PS1 game. Blasphemous.
It does.
Acolyte.
I'm going to go with the first one being the fake.
So Christian video game developers blame Satan for their failures is the real one.
No, come on!
All wrong. I made up the other one. See, I'm not. Brian's not cheating. He's just really good at this game. I'm telling you.
No, you didn't.
Y'all were in cahoots.
You didn't sneak him the answers
or
nothing. I'm sure.
All right. Gaming addiction. Local resident trades car for Nintendo. It does not say which one. It says Nintendo. Or Chinese gamer plays on while BMW burns down around him.
Oh my God. Either one of these could be very real. Here's the thing. They don't say what the car is. In your head, you go, oh yeah, well, you know, if he's trading a BMW for a Nintendo, that's a really bad trade. But if he's trading a Geo Metro for a Nintendo Switch,
you know what?
I'm actually okay with that trade.
I'm going to say the first one is real.
Okay.
Because I feel like a headline writer, there's no need to be that specific and say the BMW.
Well,
they didn't.
The second one.
They said.
No, that's what I said. There's no need for a headline writer to say BMW.
Gotcha. Okay.
Plus, if you're playing, mobile, if it's burning down, you just step out. You can keep playing.
Yeah.
I think the second one's the fake.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with these guys. I think the second one is the fake and the first one's real.
The second one is real.
Oh my God.
Gaming addiction, local resident trades car for Nintendo is the one that I made up.
Okay, listen. I agree with Lloyd. Is China becoming the new Florida?
Come on.
That is bad headline writing.
I don't disagree.
You don't need to say it's a BMW. That is an inimportant detail.
All right.
So was he in the car as it was burning?
Is he dead?
He was in the car as it was burning, playing a mobile game, and didn't notice the car had caught on fire. And fortunately, someone ran over and yelled at him, "Hey, get out of the car. It's on fire." And he's like, "Oh, crap."
What game was he playing? That is the most immersive mobile game ever created.
The craziest gacha game you've ever seen. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're currently playing Spot the Fake. Joe's got pairs of headlines that he's reading, and it's on us to figure out which one is the fake.
We suck at this.
We're terrible.
Gamer has scholarship pulled after being diagnosed with carpal tunnel. Or gamer's death at internet cafe goes unnoticed for 9 hours.
That's the real one. I remember seeing it.
I am 100% certain that that's the real one. Also, I'm also going to say, because of how many times we've talked to people in, you know, collegiate esports, that's something that they would work through and that they actually provide back-end support on.
Physical therapy.
Yeah. There's no way that someone's scholarship is getting revoked because they get carpal tunnel.
See, this is always my worry, is that I would put one on here that you guys just had already seen. You are correct. That is that one is the real one. Okay, I love this next one. This one is in the form of a question. Are porn and video games basically the same thing?
Now, hold on.
Or,
before you say the next one, we're trying to guess which one is the true headline.
Which one is the actual headline.
Not necessarily which one is true.
Correct. And that's going to become very important here, because the next one is 50% of polled gamers admit to playing in the bathroom.
Because I think it's higher than that. Second one's fake.
Yeah. You know what? I think 50% is actually way too low for that.
Yep.
I agree. I think that it's more like 100%, maybe more than that.
You guys are correct. That is the one that I made up, but it's people who admit to have done it have been.
No. That's the thing.
No one's shy about it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. No one's shy about admitting that they in the play while pooping
in the post switch economy.
That's fair.
Come on, man.
Everybody plays in the dang old bathroom.
Most people openly admit to browsing Tinder while they drop a deuce. Come on, dude.
It's no longer plug and play. Now it's poop and play.
All right. I think we got time for one more.
All right. Deputies reel in woman stranded on waterborne unicorn. I'll say it again. Deputies reel in woman stranded on waterborne unicorn. Or authorities rescue man who dove off pier to retrieve handheld gaming console.
Ooh. Okay. So unicorns don't actually exist.
No, it's probably a blow up.
It's probably an inflatable unicorn. So that's
the first
entirely
one
possible.
One more time.
Deputies reel in woman stranded on waterborne unicorn.
Okay, what's the country of origin?
You know what? I do believe it would be America.
Okay.
I'm going to say the second one's fake. You drop your whatever into the water. It's gone, man. It's gone.
But if it was Joe with that Y2K Pokemon file, he'd have jumped in.
No.
The first one is real.
The second one has got to be fake because the minute that gaming console touches the water, you know it's done.
Exactly. There's no reason to jump in after it.
The second one is the fake.
Yeah!
We came back strong, guys.
Vindication.
Right. Everybody bats for 500.
All right, well, listen, we want to hear from you. How many headlines were you able to spot the fake? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Radio. My name is Weird Beard, and I'm holding down the best of 2019 show for you right now. Now, if there's anything that you wish that you could hear over and over and over again, all you have to do, head to our website, CheckpointXP.com, and listen to our radio show 24/7 for absolutely nothing. Speaking of how much things cost nowadays, because there's not too many things that are free, Joe has a list for Nate, Norris, and Robbie to be able to guess how much different things cost. Now, to make it even more complicated, because sometimes we like to see our hosts squirm, we did a Denver-specific edition. So if you're from Denver, you might just be able to ace this. Let's join the conversation right now on the best of Checkpoint XP Radio for 2019.
In honor of one of our very first affiliates, going all the way back to the infancy of Checkpoint.
That is right.
We're taking a look at Denver this time. Yeah, you guys are
what
on
kind
the hot
of weird
seat.
Stuff you got, Denver.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, man, we've had some like Las Vegas might have been.
Las Vegas was kind of nutty.
Was crazy. I don't think Denver's that crazy, but they've got some interesting stuff. And let's start with this one for some of our older listeners and for you two especially.
Okay.
Actually, all three of you.
Okay.
Final Fantasy XI Online for the PS2.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. That game can't even
comes
run.
With a hard drive and everything?
I was
going
to say, you can't use it anymore.
Does it have the hard drive?
It does not have the hard drive.
Okay, I see
game.
Two problems.
Yeah, that there's a collectible.
All right, even if you have the hard drive, it still doesn't work.
It's just a collectible, man.
Exactly.
Just a collectible.
So it says complete with two discs, FF11 Online and Play Online Viewer / Tetramaster, the manual, the quick start guide, game case, and outer box that holds it all together. The main disc has some scratches, but nothing that should affect play.
There's other things that'll affect play.
There's a few other things.
Yeah. All right, now, Robbie, how much did you bid for FF11 Online Complete?
Okay, wait, I got a quick question. What did it go for retail when it came out?
It was 60.
Yeah,
bucks,
I think it was.
It?
No, well,
it, the, it was more
because
you had to get the hard drive. With it.
I think it was 99 it was with like, the hard drive.
I thought that was 100 bucks.
Yeah, I'm gonna go a little bit low because you can't actually play it anymore. 50 bucks.
All right, Norris, over to you.
You know what? I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna say 150.
Okay. And Nate, over to you.
$5.
Nate, you are correct.
Yeah.
Wow. $5.
No, they want $20 for it, okay. But you two went over. So.
Actually, yes. I'm okay with that.
Nate, you have gotten a Final Fantasy XI Online for the PS2.
Yay!
Up next, we have the Fat Shark Attitude V3. And if you've never heard of it. You're not alone. The Fat Shark with the original box, battery, and True D receiver, no antennas.
Is this a Game Shark ripoff?
It looks like a VR goggles is what it looks like. The field of vision is 32 degrees. It's knockoff VR goggles.
Oh, no.
Norris, you've got the first bid. What do you bid for the Fat Shark Attitude V3?
It's like a system?
It's like a Oculus.
Oculus,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't
50 bucks.
All right, 50 bucks. Nate, over to you.
I have this Googled but I haven't hit enter yet because I don't want to cheat at the game, but I need to see what this is.
Oh, it's something.
I'm going to listen. It treated me right last time. I'm going to stay with my $5.
$5. All right. And Norris, you said 50, right?
I think that this guy thinks he has more than he does.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go 90 bucks.
Robbie, you are correct. He wants $150.
Oh,
no.
My first guess should have been my second guess.
Oh, I was thinking about going higher, but I don't want to go too high, but I knew this guy. That's outrageous.
Yeah, it sure is.
God. Let's see what this thing. What was the name?
I am looking at Fat Shark.
The Fat Shark
and
Attitude.
And it's not P-H-A-T.
Yeah. No, it's the Fat Shark.
This is terrible. It's got like a big antenna thing that comes off the end of it.
This is so stupid.
It's hideous.
What is this?
It looks like a Cyclops.
It does.
Visor.
I can make a sweet Cyclops cosplay out of that.
Yeah. That is exactly what this looks like. Oh, my
All right.
God.
Up next, it says retro PlayStation 1 game. He says it's a copy of Namco Museum for the PlayStation 1. The case is a little worn, but the game itself is in excellent condition. Like new, even. It still has the original booklet and manual. However, the picture is just of the bottom, so you can see that there's no scratches. There is no picture of the top.
Oh.
So maybe at Namco Museum.
You could be getting anything.
Now, admittedly, I don't know like what game you have that's so bad that you're trying to scam people into thinking that it's Namco Museum, but yeah. Nate, you have the first bid this time.
I'm going to say $5.
All right. Robbie, over to you.
Yeah, I can't see this guy going too high. $6. Sorry, Nate.
Well, that's pretty slim window, Nate. Hope you nailed it.
I'm going to bid $1.
All right. Well, for the retro PlayStation 1 game, he wants $5.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Yes!
Wow, congratulations, Nate.
$5 has been paying off for me in this game like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, my God. Oh, here we go. Okay. Up next, we have got the 3-seat inferred sauna.
What?
I don't know if that means to say infrared, but it just says inferred.
This is in gaming?
It's in gaming. He says, I have a 3-seat indoor inferred sauna. This unit is in excellent condition and only used a few times. It is light oak with an AM/FM radio and neon lights for the inside.
It's a sauna.
And that's what the picture shows. It's a sauna.
It's an inferred sauna.
It's an inferred sauna. He says the unit's only 2 years old and the price is cut in half. And as he needs to sell it, we are downsizing. And it's in the video games section, so
First of all, I was not aware that there were saunas that you could buy and sell as a single unit.
I didn't know that.
That's
either.
Generally
a sauna.
Yeah, that's generally a room in somebody's house.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Robbie,
so
you got the first bid.
He's slashing the price in half.
Yeah.
I'm going to go $250.
$250. All right. Norris, over to you.
$5.
No!
For a functional sauna. Holy cow. Okay.
Top 10 anime betrayals of all time.
Nate, what do you bid for the 3-seat inferred sauna?
The fact that it's inferred.
$500.
Nate, he wants $1,500 for it. You are the closest. going over.
My ploy didn't work.
Man.
I am just smoking you guys at this game.
Yeah, you're doing well today.
Okay.
Damn.
This one's on here because it's a game that I had never heard of. America's Test Kitchen, Let's Get Cooking for the Nintendo DS.
Well, I mean, America's Test Kitchen is a show.
Yeah.
It's a TV show.
And it has a game, apparently.
Well, they advertise that it has 300 top recipes from America's trusted experts on it. Norris, you've got the first bid.
All right. America's Test Kitchen. $40.
Okay.
Norris, I'm with you. This is pretty boring. I'm going to go with $5.
$5. All right, and Robbie, over to you.
$6.
Robbie, he wants $10 for it.
No!
So you are correct.
Dang. Yeah.
Although I love that
I'm off today.
On the picture, he keeps the original Best Buy price tag of $19.99 on it to make you feel like you're getting a real deal.
A deal, yeah.
I mean, we are running out of time here. Did you have one more that you wanted to?
Lightning round.
Lightning round. Real quick.
Here we go. This guy is offering a portable Sega Game Gear. I suppose in opposition to all the non-portable Sega Game Gears.
Okay.
Norris.
$50.
All right. Nate, over to you.
$5.
Okay, I'm going to go $10.
All right. Norris, he wants $50 on the nose.
Hey! Yeah.
Right
go.
At the end. All well right. done.
Look at that. So I had 3 points. Robbie had two. Norris had one.
All right.
Clearly, I am the best.
Hey, this is Joe with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about all the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The major esports leagues are on break right now, but they'll be back later this month. Call of Duty League is set to debut on January 24th, while Overwatch League returns on February the 8th. The 2020 spring split for the LCS, meanwhile, is scheduled to kick off on January 25th. As we get into the new year, Dota 2 will welcome us back off the holiday break with Dream League Season 13 running from January 18th through the 26th. February 1st will mark the kickoff of the Rocket League Championship Series. Teams will be competing weekly until the regional championships at the end of March. February will play host to DreamHack Anaheim, which will bring us back to the world of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. That tournament will be running from February 21st through the 23rd. Speaking of that, the same weekend will also play host to Frostbite 2020, welcoming Super Smash Bros. Players from all over the country to Detroit, Michigan. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website. That's over at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP.
Sports and Gaming Radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Radio. My name's Weird Beard, and this is the best of 2019. If you're still feeling those post-Christmas blues where you wish you were able to just blow a little bit more money because nobody got you anything that you liked other than Nana getting you new socks, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com, and check out our merch section. We have everything that you could possibly desire. T-shirts, hats, mugs, you name it, we've got it. checkpointxp.com/merch to be able to grab your own Checkpoint XP stuff today. Taking a look back at the year that was 2019 showed just how big AAA titles are possibly getting. There were many that were listed at 30, 40, or even 50 hours to be able to complete. And that begged the question for Nate, Norris, and Robbie, just how long is too long for a video game? Let's join that conversation right now on the best of Checkpoint XP Radio for 2019.
How long is too long? How long can a video game be? Hours plugged in, hours spent playing.
Yeah. So are we talking about completing a campaign, or are we talking about just playing
whole game? Whole game. I'm not talking like even 100%, but like
a reasonable completion of the game.
Listen, there are different types of games. A game like Assassin's Creed, right?
Yeah.
There is a pretty linear path that you're set on. Like, it doesn't, like, you kill people in different order, but, yeah, like, it's still, there is a finite end to the game, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas a game like Skyrim, you could potentially play that thing for 200 hours and still have stuff that you haven't seen.
Remember, Elder Scrolls 6 is supposed to have 10 years worth of playability
in it. I will believe that when I see it. But here's the thing. Bethesda is known for this. And right now, I have tasked myself with playing Fallout 4. Let me bring up my actual play time. I've spent 131 hours playing this game.
Wow.
See, that's about the mark, because I played through it 3 times. I'm over 400 hours. That's about the mark time-wise that I tap out. And I think for me, that time is, if I hit the 100-hour mark and I can't see the end in sight, because there's like a second wind you'll get even if you're starting to burn out when you know the end is in sight.
Yeah.
If I hit 100 hours and the end isn't in sight, I think to myself, I'll just take a break for a minute.
And you never go.
And I never go back.
See, yeah, I do the same thing.
That's the thing with me, is that it really depends on the game. If I am playing a Bethesda game, I go in with the expectation,
oh yeah,
I'm going to sink 100 hours into this.
Or a good RPG should
or a good
be
RPG.
60 to 70.
60 80. To 80.
80. I used to really, the litmus for me for an RPG was, did it get to 80 hours?
Yep.
Like, without having to grind, without having to do all of the, like,
right,
super end game weapons or anything like that.
The 100 level dungeon.
Exactly. Yeah. Without any of that. Like, if I can get to 80, between 80 and 90 hours on it, I feel like I've invested enough.
I feel you. And that used to be my litmus test. However, when I played Persona 5, I recognize that the last 15 hours of that game, in my opinion, does not need to exist.
Really?
So I'm to a point where, give me 80 hours, but if you don't need 80 hours, don't make it 80 hours.
Now, does that change when you get into like an open world sort of thing, like a Skyrim, like a Fallout, where, yeah, you've got an active quest, and you know, if I go and I start pursuing that active quest, I'll probably trigger close to the end of the game, right?
Yeah.
And instead, you deviate and you go do other stuff for a while, yeah, right? Does that change it at all for you? Because I think it changes it a bit for
me. It does change it for me, which is why I've plugged, you know, 300 plus hours into Skyrim and 150 plus into some like Fallout 4. So I think when you have the sandbox element to it all, yeah, because I don't have to be doing a mission or completing an objective to be playing the game and enjoying it. I literally have probably spent 20 hours alone just building up condo.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I only played maybe the first few hours of Persona 5 before I ended up tapping out. In Persona 5, the last 15 or so hours, is that optional? Is that optional for the player? You have to you have to slog through
it. There is a dungeon where it obviously feels like this should be the last dungeon.
Okay.
But then it goes on more.
There's a dungeon after a very small series of like a boss rush.
Now that I can't stand.
Yeah.
I can't stand when I feel like
that.
When I feel like a game has been padded out towards the end. Like, it should be the other way around. You can pad it out towards the beginning and I'm more okay with that than padding it at the end.
See, and that's what I agree with, because in Persona, I felt like it got me into, you're in the game now. I feel like it got me there too fast,
right,
and it wasn't enough exposition.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're currently asking the question, rather, about how long is too long, right? Like, how long do you play a video game before you end up tapping out? Joe, you've been a little bit quiet here.
Yeah, my answer's changed over the years. I mean, when I was younger, it was, like you guys, 80, 90 hours. I'd love to get 100 hours out of a game.
My original FF7 file hit the, like, maxed out the timer. Like, I had spent time grinding in
99. Yeah.
Nowadays, though, if you tell me that, like, hey, this game's got 140 hours in it, I go, like, I don't have the time to commit to that. No, absolutely not. Like, and like, I was thinking about the sandbox games,
sure,
right? I've had that moment where I complete the first area, right, where I have an area done, and I see on the map, like, the part that I've now have done versus how much I still have to go, and
sure,
I've been like, nope,
okay,
I'm done.
But absolutely
you,
not.
But you play MMOs. How is that different from MMOs?
Great, I mean, all great of question.
Us, all of us have at least 1,000 hours put into a MMO.
The MMO, because MMOs in games as a service should keep on going, especially if you're paying like a sub fee or something like that.
Sure.
For me, the time spent for an MMO is more on a weekly basis. How much do I have to dedicate to this game to feel like I'm making enough progress?
Okay.
Yeah, your MMO is your second job. I mean, people joke about it, but that's the lie, though. It's the same mentality that we approach MMOs with. We approach it as, hey, this is a weekly time consumption that'll be ongoing.
Sure.
And that's just what it is. When it's a video game and I sit down and say, okay, this is 100 hours. That's 100 hours of my life that I'm plugging into this game.
But again,
is it worth it? I don't know.
At the same time, though, like when I sat down to start Fallout 4, I wasn't thinking like, oh, this game could suck 200 hours of my life out without me really realizing it. It's just another Fallout game.
Right.
Because there's, at a point, I play a lot of Bethesda games. At a point, I always just go, okay, I kind of feel like it. I'm done. Yeah, and now I'm going to go and I'm going to finish it and beat it. The only one that kind of was a thorn in my side was the DLC for New Vegas.
Yeah.
That's about it. So, you know, like, I kind of feel like, okay, there's a certain point, you know, and again, it's about at the 80, 90 hour mark where I'm like, okay, I'm kind of done. I'm going to go and finish the game now.
Yeah.
That didn't happen with Fallout 4. I'm 131 hours in, and I'm just like, I just want to build more settlements, man.
I get it.
I haven't even unlocked every settlement in the game, dude.
I've got a ways to go yet.
Yes! I'm going to be curious if you burn out on it with like your love of Fallout that you have going here.
Yeah.
I don't,
because you're at that point, man, where I've burned out three separate times.
I don't know. I've got to, like, just knowing me, knowing enough about me and the way that I connect to and stay connected to a video game.
Fallout is his food mood.
No, maybe a little bit. I don't know. Like, it's weird because I'm really enjoying it much more than I enjoy a lot of other games. But then again, I don't know. Like, maybe that's
ESO kick.
I was on an ESO kick, so that makes me think it's maybe more, it has more to do with Bethesda than it does even necessarily with Fallout.
Yeah, it might.
Interesting.
Might.
They build their games that way.
They very much do. Well, we want to hear from you. What was the last game that got you sucked in for over 100 hours? What's your max play time on a game before you kind of tap out on it? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram.
Hey, that's going to do it for us this year. We want to wish everybody a happy New Year's and remind you that we are going to be back live next week with a brand new show. If there's anything that you want us to be able to talk about or cover, reach out and let us know. You can hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at Checkpoint XP and on Instagram at Checkpoint _XP. My name's Weird Beard, and I've been hanging out with you this entire time, and I appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us on Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming news.
The latest in college esports from the students that play.
Go behind the scenes at the schools that game.
The only place where esports are
on
campus.